Dear ones of the new age, you are the light. Now, there is tremendous power, there is tremendous unfolding that is taking place, that is occurring quite rapidly. And it is for each of you to adjust. It is for each of you to allow and permit the change to occur as has been suggested. Excuse me. Now, some of you have a little bit of concern. What about the rent that is due? What about the flowers? Who will tend to them? Who will take care of my mother? On and on and on you go. Now, as you take these linear concerns and you rest them gently in the chalice of your own heart, you understand the Holy Grail is within. You understand a promise is a promise. You must understand that all of your linear challenges and concerns will be met firsthand, because indeed you are deriving the answers. You are powerful beings beyond your current understanding, and this is what we would like to get at. As you assume the position of power, as you assume the position of orchestrator of your final destination, you will understand that it is your right to break free. Now, do not be scared, do not be concerned if there are other seemingly timelines that look quite parallel to yours, that are assuming normal status, that are assuming nothing has changed, that are going on and on. Let them have their day, but it is for your right to claim your victory. It is for your right to claim your new life. It is for your right to claim the new inner man or woman, because as you do so, you break free of all paradigms. You exchange this for that. You bring forth your new destiny. Now, as you do so, you must understand that you are working in a multiverse. You are working of the new age. And as such, there are many, many ways to orchestrate a good job. In other words, give all of your cares, give all of your concerns to spirit, to heaven, to your higher self, to Jeshua, Mary Magdalene, whatever serves you. You have a right to do so, and then embark. Because as you embark, you must understand you will be heaven blessed, you will be heaven sent, and you will meet the needs of the day. You will show up at attendance and pay the monthly tax if that is the issue, whatever needs be, but you will do so from the understanding of who you truly are. In other words, the reason everything has remained status quo is you have given in to the false belief system. You have given in to your right to suffer. You have given in to your right to be in a state of limitation, to be in loss, to be in a state of decay. The channeler herself has been questioning as she gets older, as she watches her body change, why is this occurring if we are truly one with divinity? Isn't it a right to be free of this puzzle? Now, we bring this to your awareness, all of you, in gladness and triumph, because she is learning how to reach her soul energy, how to reach her soul essence, and to make glorious changes in her physicality. Now, as she does this, she will apply this principle to all various aspects of self. If I am truly abundant, in what other areas can I experience such? You see? And onward. Indeed, that is what is being gifted to each of you, an awareness beyond your current sight, an awareness beyond your current vision. It is as if we are lifting you up and giving you new spectacles, new goggles, new apparatus to recreate your destiny. In other words, dear ones, please do not continue to solve the problems from a state of being a bottom feeder, of a state of being involved in the old premise, in the old paradigm. That is what is occurring. It is being shooken. It is being shooken by the very tree, by the very bark you are holding on to for dear life. Yes? And we say, let the tornado blow, let the winds tear through whatever is not to be anymore. And what you will find, dear ones, we assure you, is you will be found standing. You will be found standing in your own power, in your own right, in your own majesty. Now, that is what we are asking you to permit yourselves to perceive your new true reality. Now, as you say yes and you agree, we come to you, each of you, and we place a seal on your sacred heart. You see, you are all convening, you are all ready to be exposed to the new earth. Now, the new earth is not just that you are going to plant a pretty tree and say, yes, that looks a lot better. The new earth indeed grows as an extension, as an outreach program of your very self. When you realize all of this is a hologram, when you realize all of this begins and ends with you, you will see the need to tend to your own garden and see this as a much more earnest matter of importance. In other words, you will find all your answers within your own ministry, within your own heart. That is the challenge, to believe that you're up to the task, to not believe or be frightened by present circumstances. In other words, for some of you on a linear level, you are claiming things look very bleak indeed. But we say chin up, because it all depends on circumstances. It all depends on attitude. It all depends on your sacred heart. As you tune into the new channels and as you tune into the new focus and the new vibration, in fact, it is your right to deceive the merrymakers of despair and to bring forth new creations. Now, this will capsize your old approach. It will turn things upside down, and it will make things right and new again. Now, those that continue to abide to old principles, to false teachings, well, you will continue to operate of the same. It is your holy right. You have been gifted with the free will march, yes? But those that are ready to capsize their ship and sail to a new course, in fact, will find new opportunity very quickly. Now, what if you are one of the ones that continue to abide with the old paradigm? You stay in a state of fright, perhaps in fear. And we say no problem at all, because even if you wait till the very last second, the very last moment, as our channeler at times has a tendency to do, it matters not, because the second you say yes, here comes your new coursework, here come the new winds, and you are captivated into your new destiny. So we ask you, dear ones, to apply steady your new coursework, to apply steady the coursework of love. Be not deceived on present situations, on past circumstances, on anything that provides a riddle. Give these issues again and again and again to your higher self. Ask for the wisdom teachings. Ask for the highest good to be applied to all, to the many. Now, as you do, you must understand you are moving into a place of freedom of fear on a permanent level. What this entitles you to, dear ones, is to bless all of humanity with the gifts that you have acquired. In other words, quite frankly, it is not your own personal destinies that we are so interested in, as much as the general application as such. As each of you park your vehicles of lower consciousness and move into a higher attunement, well, in fact, you upgrade many. You are the keeper, shall we say, of many lineages, of important passages and rites for the many. You must understand you have a special divine appointment. Now, we don't ask you to be too concerned. Well, I don't mean to boast, but I have felt like I was unique. Of course you have, dear ones. You are the ones that are going to bring the consistent, constant change for the many. You are the ones that are going to herald in the change. You are the ones that are going to seal the fate permanently by holding the vibration of love on a consistent, collective whole. Now, in order to do this, quite frankly, you must attend to your own nest. You cannot keep enjoying the sunset and avoid what is at home. It is time, therefore, to tear down the old structures. Now, again, the times they are changing. We do not suggest giving up your home, your work environment, your family, and go following us. Those days of radical changes are over. More so, to tear down the old mistrusts of self, to tear down the old divisions, the borders, the boundaries, the walls between self and others. Get our drift? In other words, this new consciousness, this new attunement, the new focus, it is infiltrating every aspect of every holy moment of your days on earth. As you are walking on earth, be not dismayed that nothing has changed per se, at least from your physical standpoint. Indeed, much is occurring and will continue to do so. So as we bring this activation to a close, we ask you to tune in now to your sacred heart and recognize the flame that burns and burns bright. As you will agree and say yes, we will give you and pass through you an offering of the heart to awaken the heart and to remembrance, to awaken the heart to the new consciousness, to awaken the heart to your ministry of love. And so it is.